from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. As Connecting Link reconstruction advances on Algonquin Boulevard, it's going to affect access to City Hall. Manager of Engineering Scott Collins says as digging moves along to install new pipes and other services to the building, the front entrance will be closed. You can still get in and out via the door on Cedar Street.
So the closure will take effect tomorrow, and we expect up to 2 weeks for it to be closed by the time the road is backfilled and we're able to safely open the entrance again.
The interlocking brick sidewalks out front will also be replaced by concrete ones. After an 8-year absence, the Rotary Club of Timmins is bringing back Rib Fest this summer. Rotarian Andre Rochon is one of the organizers. He says it will be held August 23rd to 25th at Particip Park next to the river. Three ribbers will be on site, but Rochon says that's not all.
We're going to be bringing in some kids' entertainment. We've got a car show, vendors, so food and vendors who want to sell their wares. And then we'll have ourselves a stage with some entertainment on it.
If you're interested in entertaining or setting up a vendor's booth, contact the Rotary Club at the email address on mytimmonsnow.com. More than 200 stolen Canadian vehicles have turned up around the world every week since mid-February. Interpol says more than 1,500 Canadian vehicles have been identified after the RCMP integrated its database for stolen vehicles with the international law enforcement agencies. According to the database of 137 countries, Canada ranks among the top 10 for stolen vehicles. 3 out of 10 Canadians feel inflation at their grocery store is only getting worse. A new Léger poll finds close to 30% of us believe food inflation has been primarily caused by grocery stores trying to increase profit margins. Earlier this month, a group of consumers organized a boycott of Loblaw-owned stores over frustrations with higher prices and industry concentration. Prime Minister Trudeau says the decision by the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court to seek arrest warrants for leaders of Hamas and Israel is unhelpful. The warrants would include Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar on charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Trudeau says he respects international law, but he questions the court's decision to treat equally the democratically elected leader of Israel and the person who heads what he calls the bloodthirsty terrorists of Hamas. Trudeau says he finds that troubling. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mytimmonsnow.com.